It's Friday, October 1st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Why patch delays happen and two new tools from CISA. Job listings with vaccine mandates are up a lot. And what does the use of online medical records tell us? This is the Business of Tech. CompTIA's State of Cybersecurity Report. 3 in 10 survey respondents said they are, quote, completely satisfied with their organization's approach to cybersecurity, while 27% feel the general state of cybersecurity is improving dramatically. And 75% have found that more investment is required for zero trust than for their previous cybersecurity initiatives. Asking why organizations are slow to patch, Tech Republic looks at the reasons. TrustWave examined high-profile vulnerabilities from the past year. The report found that despite the high severity of some of the security flaws that popped up, more than 50% of the servers were unprotected weeks and even months after an update had been released. So why? Quoting the article, first, patching a system is not always as simple as just installing an update. Some systems are highly complex and mission-critical. As such, they may require several levels of testing and approval from different teams to make sure that a given patch won't create more problems than it solves. Second, not all organizations have the staff or personnel available to focus exclusively on patch management. Some simply don't have the budget to set up a dedicated team, which means certain staffers have to juggle multiple roles and tasks. Third, some organizations lack the right process or strategy for fully testing, installing, and deploying security patches. And it's not just vulnerabilities. Misconfigurations are an issue too. Researchers at Palo Alto did a red team exercise and found ways to elevate privileges because of misconfigurations. Of course, that's a problem. The director of cybersecurity at the NSA said this week that nearly every country on the planet now has a program to exploit digital vulnerabilities. It's not all bad news from the government. CISA has released a new tool for assessing the vulnerability to insider threats and devise a defense plan against such risks. You're looking for the Insider Risk Mitigation Self-Assessment Tool. There's also new guidance on securing VPNs. Why do we care? Use those resources for sure, and that's what they're there for. I'm going to talk about that patching stuff for a minute. The discussion is always risk management, and it's not the same for all systems. The impact of a failed patch on an endpoint is a lot different from the impact on a backend or cloud system. Leaders of the UK's Cybersecurity Center advocate for auto-patching because for many systems like endpoints, it's worth it. My take is that the old math on risk is wrong. In a cloud-first world, downtime is measured a lot differently. I'd be remiss if I didn't observe that configuration management is where this is all going to. Job postings requiring employees to get vaccinated before applying are on the rise, and more firms say they'll terminate existing employees who refuse. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that required vaccination spiked 242% in the last month to over 4,000 from about 1,700. And while it's clearly a very small amount of total postings, it keeps rising. Why do we care? There's growing evidence that mandates are not causing mass exodus of employees. A reminder, a majority of Americans want vaccination mandates. We care because we're watching the trend of employees having more power in the current market. Measure your actions against your own teams and also the markets you play in. And remember, the majority is often not the loudest, and you have to listen a bit harder. Here's one I'm pondering. A new report from the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology says that most people are likely to access their medical records via computer rather than smartphone app. Almost 40% of U.S. adults said that they accessed their health records through a patient portal in 2020, up 25% from 2014. Of the people who did use a portal during the study period, around 40% said they only or sometimes used a smartphone app to access it. Why do we care? I don't profess to have a quip on this one. This data is about understanding customer behavior. Medical record systems kind of suck. That's an opportunity, by the way. And so I'm not surprised they require a form factor that lends itself to managing complexity. Healthcare is going to be disrupted, because with it being such a large portion of the economy and the technology being so disconnected from the way it's executed in other portions, someone is going to exploit that. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.